In his State of the Union address, President Bush said he wants more money for domestic security, including tougher border controls. But immigration reform advocates say there's equal need for more immigration enforcement inside the country. This week, NPR News is examining immigration issues since September 11th. At least some of the hijackers were illegal immigrants who took advantage of immigration loopholes to plot their terror attacks. In urging tighter controls, the Bush administration says the federal government needs the support and cooperation of local police. But when it comes to immigration, many local law enforcers have mixed views on whether they should play a bigger role. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Anaheim, California.
When an illegal alien with a long rap sheet critically shot an Anaheim police officer in the mid-90s, immigration reformers here responded quickly. They pushed hard for the Immigration and Naturalization Service to crack down on all illegal aliens, especially criminal aliens. They succeeded somewhat, and Anaheim became the first city in the nation to place INS officers inside its local jail.
They would then be placed in a holding cell until they are ready to process them. And at that point, that's when INS, they will then make their rounds.
At the Anaheim City Jail, Sergeant Rick Martinez says the cooperative pilot project has worked well. The INS now takes cases that used to clog the local courts. If you're an illegal alien who's brought here for something minor, like not having the right ID after a traffic stop, or for a serious crime, chances are that in Anaheim, the INS will find out and act. Nick Wayland is an INS section chief in Orange County.
In this jail facility, everyone that comes in here is going to be questioned. We do get a significant number of criminal aliens. We also get a number that aren't criminal aliens. No doubt there are some that we're getting that we wouldn't have gotten simply because they would have slipped through the system.
It's this type of system, where the INS works with and literally in the same building as local police, that immigration reformers say should be a national model, especially if the Justice Department is to make good on its pledge to better control who enters the country when and where. But here in Orange County, a conservative stronghold home to hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, you can see the complexities and contradictions of post-9/11 immigration policy. INS agents are stationed in the local jails, and the region helped launch Proposition 187, which aimed to deny some public benefits to illegal aliens and their children. At the same time, the on-the-street reality remains what one policeman called a don't-ask, don't-tell policy when it comes to immigration status. And since 9/11, in fact, Anaheim and all of Orange County have moved to make life easier for some illegal aliens. The police and several banks recently agreed to accept ID cards from the Mexican consulate as proof of identity. Many saw it as a practical nod to reality. But others said accepting the consulate cards legitimizes unbridled illegal immigration, something they see as dangerous, especially after 9/11. Ira Melman is with FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
Essentially, what these jurisdictions have said is, in spite of the fact that we know you're here in this country illegally, all we really want to know is who you are. Whether you're violating the law, what you're doing here, that's not our concern. That's the federal government's concern. You know, this allows people to slip through the hands of the authorities. It only took 19 people to perpetrate the attack on September 11th.
Indeed, Laguna Beach Police Chief Jim Spriney says the backlash was intense after the countywide police association he led voted to accept the consulate cards. He got hate mail and phone messages calling him a traitor and turncoat. Spriney, a burly Vietnam combat veteran with 30 years in local policing, remembers when police used to work more closely with the INS to enforce immigration laws and conduct workplace raids. Chief Spriney says that past has left a legacy of fear in illegal immigrants' reluctance to come forward when they're a witness or victim of a crime.
Young women who are raped, or Hispanic women who are beaten, and they will not come forward and report that they've been a victim for fear of being deported. To us, it's wrong. Our job is to protect life and property. All life and property, including those that are illegally in the country.
Those are welcome words to activists such as Angela Zambrano with the Los Angeles immigrant rights group Caressen. She says there's mounting concern that federal anti-terror efforts will mean a return to the days when the INS and police worked hand in glove. The INS is adding the names of more than 300,000 foreigners who've remained in the country illegally despite a deportation order into an FBI criminal database, a list local police will soon have access to.
We don't believe that accessing the information of people that have orders of deportation is really dealing with the question of terrorism. These are people that are hardworking people. They're paying taxes. They have families. They have U.S. citizen children. So We fear that we may go back to where the police does not understand that they cannot carry on duties of INS.
In LA anyway, police cannot act as INS agents. A local ordinance bars the LAPD from stopping or taking in people based on immigration status. San Francisco and a few other California cities have similar laws. And Zambrano worries that post-9/11 zeal will undermine those ordinances. But there's little evidence those local prohibitions are eroding, and many of those working illegally in the U.S. don't seem as worried. Along a winding canyon road outside of Laguna, six young Latino men sit around a picnic table waiting. This is a formal day laborer pickup area that the local police helped set up. Everyone wins, one businessman said. It allows illegal aliens to get day construction jobs and contractors to get reliable, cheap labor. And this special pickup spot keeps undocumented workers from loitering for work near the posh tourist boutiques and restaurants of Laguna Beach. It's one more sign of how, in many places, the underground economy is woven into the local fabric. None of these men wanted to talk on tape, but one, who gave his name as Miguel, said of the police, "They're nice to us. As long as you stay out of trouble, you don't have problems. They leave you alone." But some police see precisely that look-the-other-way policy as a dangerous affront to good law enforcement.
I find it abhorrent that we can't act, because that's the only way it's going to stop the problem.
Veteran Anaheim police officer Harold Martin complains that the INS has done nothing substantive since 9/11 to crack down on those who take advantage of immigration loopholes. "If you've overstayed your visa or are here illegally, do whatever you want," Martin says sarcastically. "Go ahead, take flying lessons. The INS isn't going to stop you."
They're not utilizing local police departments in the way that they should. Right now, the estimate is something like 13 million illegal immigrants. INS, with a few thousand agents, can't deal with those numbers. But when you start talking about 900,000 local officers, deputy sheriffs, then it becomes a much more manageable and reasonable way to approach it.
In fact, under the 1996 immigration law, Congress set up a way for the INS to train local police and give them the authority to better enforce immigration laws. But Orange County INS Section Chief Nick Whalen says when police chiefs ask him about the training program, he tells them the truth. The program never got off the ground.
I was always told that the format had not been honed yet, and to my knowledge, it's never been placed into effect.
Critics say not utilizing local police is part of a dangerous pattern of the federal government passing tough measures but not following through. For example, the 96 immigration law also mandated that the INS create a computerized system to carefully track aliens entering and leaving the U.S., a system that would have red flagged those who'd overstayed their visas. That, too, was stymied by politics. Mark Krikorian is director of the Center for Immigration Studies.
Political correctness, apparently, led those efforts nowhere, and so there's absolutely no active cooperation of that kind between the INS and local police forces, even though Congress has enacted a provision that would make it possible. I hope that at some point the Immigration Service does start working with local police departments, but there is no indication that that's the case.
And any expanded police role in federal immigration enforcement would likely disrupt the fragile daily dance between local police and illegal immigrants, a work-in-progress tug between economics and politics, law and pragmatism, a balancing act that has certainly become more precarious since September 11th. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Anaheim.